Welcome and welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. We're always cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound, taking occasional sidetracks and excursions into the world of radio. Coming to you over the airwaves here on WSCS 90.9 in New London and classicalwscs.org. And today on the Radio Thrift Shop, it's the Forgotten 45 show. I will be spinning 45s 7-inch vinyl singles from the past, oh, I don't know, 5 or 6 decades. And I'm going to start the program off with some 45s that were issued on Sarah Records in the UK back in the late 1980s and early 1990s. Let's start with the Field Mice and a gorgeous song called When You Sleep.
Living I know that you.
quartet of 45s released on the Sarah Records label between 1988 and 1990. That was the Sea Urchins with Pristine Christine. Before that, we heard the Orchids and Give Me Some Peppermint Freedom. The Springfields before that with Sunflower, and we started that set off with Bobby Ratton and his band The Field Mice, When You Sleep. Well, this is DJ Frederick. I'm the curator of the Radio Thrift Shop, celebrating the past century of recorded sound and gazing into the future as well. For the next few minutes, we're going to tune into an episode of Laura Erickson's For the Birds, and then we'll be back digging into the crates for more 45s.
On Sunday, September 8th, I was writing away at my desk treadmill when I noticed a blue jay sitting in the box elder right outside my office window, staring straight at me. It's been at least a full year since I set out peanuts for blue jays. A couple of squirrels often approach me when I'm in the yard, and I usually toss them a peanut, but I haven't been leaving extras out for birds because of my neighborhood's rat problem. On the off chance that this blue jay remembered me from a year or two ago, I went outside with a handful of peanuts and left them on the usual stump. I whistled the way I used to whistle when I fed jays and started back for the house. Before I even reached the door, the jay was already on the stump sorting through the peanuts. It grabbed the biggest one and flew off. Within 5 minutes, that jay and some others had taken them all, so I didn't have to worry about any rats getting a free meal. I went back to work, and twice more the jay showed up, gave me a long, hard stare until it caught my eye, and got rewarded with peanuts. The fourth time, another blue jay came with it. I think the first jay had told it, "Watch this, I trained a human to hand out peanuts." Some blue jays may doubt that humans are intelligent, but they have to concede that some of us are trainable. That same day, I read a New York Times story about a study done at Oberlin College that showed that squirrels not only notice when birds make alarm calls, they also seem to relax when birds are making relaxed calls. People continue to be surprised that animals notice and respond appropriately to obvious signals within their environments. The more animals are discovered to be able to make and use tools like green herons using bits of bread to bait fish, or New Caledonian crows fashioning hooks to pull food from otherwise inaccessible crevices, the more desperately members of our own species try to affirm our superior intelligence. Of course, no bird or squirrel has ever invented a bomb, nuclear weapon, or even just an assault rifle, nor has one ever been able to learn to read in any language, invent a vaccination that could save millions of lives, or write or read ridiculous, easily disprovable studies saying vaccinations cause autism, or that there is no such thing as climate change. It feeds my ego to believe I'm smarter than the blue jays and squirrels in my backyard, but I'm not entirely sure that it makes sense to believe my species is. Birds and squirrels take note of potential dangers and figure out what to do to protect themselves, their families, and their whole neighborhood. Squirrels may be noticing bird calls to tell them about local conditions, but they also alert those birds when they discover a danger. Blue jays are credited with planting the eastern oak forests following glaciation, ultimately providing food for thousands of generations of blue jays. Their eagerness to plant acorns may have been based more on instinct than genuine forward thinking, but I wish we humans could cultivate that kind of instinct to give our children and grandchildren a better future. Squirrels are smart enough to know that paying attention to how well birds are faring directly affects their own well-being. when by a huge bipartisan majority, Congress passed the Endangered Species Act in 1973 and Richard Nixon signed it into law, I truly believed that our species was now enlightened enough to have set in stone permanent protection of every one of our fellow creatures for their own sake and for ours. After all, even rodents are smart enough to know that when birds are safe, so are they. Are we humans as intelligent as blue jays and squirrels? The jury is still out, but it's not looking good. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Community radio for crate diggers, dusty groovers, and the musically adventurous.
Toast and marmalade for tea, sailing ships upon the sea, aren't lovelier than you. All the games I see you play. Love.
a new vibration. Crystal blue persuasion. Crystal blue persuasion.
Tomorrow's Children with their cover of Tommy James' Crystal Blue Persuasion, and before that, Tin Tin with Toast and Marmalade for Tea, a song that I just about wore out the grooves on back in the day. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and I'm sailing into my 45th year on the airwaves. I'm hoping to make it to at least 500 episodes of Radio Thrift Shop. However, due to Bell's palsy and some jaw and dental issues and other things that seem to be impacting my ability to speak properly, I'm hopefully going to make it to 500 episodes, so please bear with me. This is as non-professional as it gets, and that's okay with me. Radio Thrift Shop is non-commercial, non-professional, homegrown, because we're amateurs in the best sense of the word. We love what we're doing. We love music, and we love radio. And we love thrift shops, too.
Love is but a song we sing. Fear's the way we die. You can make the mountains ring. Or make the angels cry. Know the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Some may come and some may. One who left us here returns for us at last. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. If you hear the song I sing, you may understand. You hold the key to love and fear. Just one key unlocks them both. It's there at your command. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now.
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now.
Fairport Convention from a 45 released on A&M Records, I'll Keep It With Mine. And before that, one of those records you used to get with your weekly Scholastic Reader back in grammar school, the 44th Street Portable Flower Factory. And yes, that was Bob Dorough of Three Is a Magic Number fame. Of course, the cover of Let's Get Together. All right, you've tuned to the Dusty Grooves of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. We'll be back to listening to more Forgotten 45s right after Science and the Sea.
Exploring Science and the Sea. Some of the most amazing colors on Earth are seen in icebergs and their parent bodies, glaciers. The intense shades of blue and blue-green make them look like icy confections, like snow cones flavored with blueberry or mint syrup. These masses of ice are colored blue for the same reason as the water in the oceans. Water molecules are just the right size to absorb the longer, redder wavelengths of light. But they allow the shorter, bluer wavelengths to pass through or to scatter like blue jelly beans dropped on a hardwood floor. Ocean water doesn't always look blue, though. Particles of dirt, microscopic organisms, or other impurities can color it red, brown, or other colors. Most ice looks white or cloudy. A pile of snow on your driveway, for example, is generally bright white. That's because the ice crystals contain a lot of air bubbles, which reflect all wavelengths of light, making them look white. In a glacier or iceberg, though, things are different. As snow piles atop a glacier, the pressure gets greater and greater. That squeezes out almost all of the air bubbles. It also causes the ice crystals to grow bigger than the crystals in snow, or in the ice you plop in your beverages. So the crystals are more efficient at absorbing red light and letting the blue shine through. And since icebergs and glaciers are big, sunlight shines through a lot of ice before it reaches the human eye. That makes the ice shine in various shades of blue. Beautiful concoctions of frozen water. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick with the Radio Thrift Shop.
Chocolate mountain snow.
The Harper's Bazaar with a theme song to a very bizarre movie indeed, I Love You, Alice B. Toklas. Before that, the East Side Kids from 1966 with Chocolate Matzos. You're tuned to the Forgotten 45 show here on the Radio Thrift Shop.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. For those of you who love the sport of baseball, possibly the world's greatest pitcher was born 104 years ago today on July 7, 1906 in Mobile, Alabama. His name was Leroy Robert Satchel Paige. According to the Library of Congress, Paige earned his nickname Satchel as a young boy carrying bags at railroad stations for passengers. After being convicted of petty theft, he was placed in a black reform school where he began refining his baseball skills. 5 years later, the lean, long-armed Paige began pitching professionally for several teams in the Negro Southern Association, the Negro American League, and the Negro National League. Paige's pitching prowess drew huge crowds. A natural showman, Paige enjoyed driving from game to game in his Cadillac convertible. He also owned a bus and several airplanes with, quote, Satchel Paige's All-Stars, unquote, written on the side. Barred from the major leagues because he was black, Paige showcased his skills by barnstorming across the country, pitching for any team willing to meet his price and proving his mettle in organized exhibition games against the best players of the day. Many major league teams forbid their players from wearing their team uniforms in these games. According to Rob Ruck, quote, his feats in such games became part of baseball mythology. Many a fan recounts a story about a game in which Paige intentionally walked the bases loaded with major leaguers, told his fielders to just sit down, and then struck out the opposing side. Said Paige, quote, I like playing against Negro League teams, but I loved barnstorming. It gave us a chance to play everybody and to go everywhere and let millions of people see what we could do. I just loved it. I'd have played every day of the year if I could, unquote. In 1971, Satchel Paige was the first Negro League player elected to baseball's Hall of Fame. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
And now for something a little bit different on the Forgotten 45 show, I'm going to be playing both sides of a flexi disc. Now, of course, those flexi discs are made out of plastic, and you can roll them up, you can toss them like a frisbee, but they are indeed wonderful records, and they spin, for the most part, at 45 RPMs. This is a band from Edmonton, Alberta. And they released this flexi disc back in 2013. The band is called the Georgia Baths, and to my knowledge, this is their one and only record that they released. The first song is Mill Creek Ravine in Winter.
Thank you.
Both Sides of a FlexiDisc, released in 2013 by the band The Georgia Baths. We heard Mill Creek Ravine in Winter and Rube Goldberg Machine. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop Freeform Radio for the Adventurously Minded. One of these days I'm going to come up with a tagline and kind of stick with it. Here on WSCS every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight, or you can join us online at classicalwscs.org.
The sun was setting far along the avenue. Your hair was silk, blowing in the breeze. And of all the times, I've never felt so sure. Hand in hand we walk softly through the night. The courtyard never seemed so bright. And I caught your eyes, and something hit the light. Lost in we'll
Indie Pop 45s to round out this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. That was the Saturday People with a tune called Grace. And before that, The Relict and Along the Avenue. I'm DJ Frederick, and I'm going to kind of store away the dusty crates of 45s for another week. Hope you've enjoyed the program. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. We're going to go out with a band called the Yesterday Sky, which is yet another offshoot of the Field Mice. This is a tune called A Winter's Dawn.
You couldn't do it.